I probably won't be able to provide a conclusive answer to this. There's definitely the difficulty or the challenge of defining how these robots are being deployed, accountability, what if it says that there is nothing there and there is a mine or ERW left over, how is that dealt with? What if the task fails and it does lead to a casualty? Who is accountable for that? Do we need a human in the loop to make a final decision, or is it completely autonomous? These are, as you mentioned, questions that are heavily discussed in the regulatory side of things, and there is the aspect of the dual use of these robots. Currently, we do not look at the equipping our robots with any EOD tools in terms of with guns on it. So we don't work with mounting guns on our robots. But I think that's if we open up that could easily be the case internationally for robots that are being used for humanitarian demining. Yes, I suggest that we might talk also with my colleague who is much more into the ethical and aspects and in the policy making of the autonomous robots that we design after the session. Thank you very much.